The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth in the world's greatest salmon fishery through investments in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on KDLG. I'm Molly Dishner. It's July 3rd.
Traditionally, everybody says July 4th is a big day. Everybody has in their mind about like when the fish hit. It could be textbook this year.
That was Combine set netter Greg Marksmiller. Tonight, Nooshigak area manager Tim Sands says if the 4th of July peak comes to fruition, the weather could push the fish in fast. We check out the activity in Area M, and KDLG's Hannah Colton tells us about a salmon dinner in Naknek last week. The Baywide catch yesterday was 1.3 million, bringing the season total to 5.6 million, and fishermen are back out today and tomorrow. Is this the peak of the run?
You're not a winner because you used to be popular in high school, but I think you peaked.
Peaked? Peaked, Dee? Let me tell you something. I haven't even begun to peak. And when I do peak, you'll know. Because I'm going to peak so hard that everybody in Philadelphia is going to feel it.
It's always sunny in Bristol Bay, except for this weekend when it's going to rain buckets. Looking at the fishing plans for the weekend, Nooshigak, drifters are out until Monday evening and set netters are open until further notice. Igagik, set netters and drifters out tomorrow. Ugashik, set and drift fleets also fishing tomorrow. Naknek Quidjack went out today, waiting for an update on the next opener. Let's start with a look at the numbers. Dave Benninger has a look at the Port Muller info.
Thursday's catches dropped to 24, with most of the catches at Station 10. Project lead Matt Namath said this afternoon that the boat was only able to fish a partial transect today on account of the weather, but the report was that the catches, though not tallied yet, had retained some strength. Stations 8 and 10 in particular, he said, looked healthier today than yesterday. There is some strong weather expected this weekend, and it's unclear how much the boat will fish tomorrow. Friday's catches and possibly an interpretation from Port Muller were expected to be released after this broadcast deadline tonight. Stock composition data from the June 30th to July 1st catches were released this afternoon. 51% of the catch was Quijack fish, 17% Igagik, 10% Naknek, 7% Ugashik, and 5% each to the Wood and Nooshigak Rivers.
As for the catches, Naknek Quidjack had a big day yesterday, with about 500,000 sockeye landed, bringing the season total to about 1.1 million fish. In Igagik, 350,000 sockeye were landed yesterday, season total 2.1 million. Ugashik, 119,000 fish, season total 512,000. Nooshigak fishermen landed about 342,000 fish for a total 1.8 million. And Togiak, 4,000 fish yesterday, season total 24,000. As for the fish per delivery, Ugashik, 1,120, Igagik, 817, Naknek Quidjack, 727, Nooshigak, 376, and Togiak, 50. Looking at the escapement counts, Ugashik, 42,000 fish counted yesterday for a total of 182,000. Igagik, 129,000 yesterday, season total 638,000. Naknek, 123,000 sockeye, 414,000 season total. Quijack, 35,000 yesterday, 180,000 total. 1,600 kings counted at the Nooshigak sonar yesterday, bringing the season total to 73,000. And 13,000 reds counted there, season total 358,000. At the Wood River Tower, 72,000 sockeye counted yesterday, season total 584,000. 23,000 fish added by 6 a.m. today. Finally, yesterday's Agushik Tower count was 17,000, season total 93,000. 4,900 added by 6 a.m. Let's check the boat counts. Igagik, 467 permits, 381 boats, adding 6 more permits and 5 more boats at 9 a.m. Sunday. Naknek Quidjack, 630 permits, 532 boats, adding 18 permits, 13 boats by Sunday. Nooshigak, 416 permits, 350 boats. Ugashik, 137 permits, 105 boats. Togiak, 46 permits, 46 boats. Out beyond the bay in Area M, 61,000 sockeye harvested yesterday for a season total of about 1.7 million fish. Whew, we're done. If you have fish news, tips, ideas, feedback, send it to me, fish@kdlg.org, or call us here at the station anytime. Back in a moment.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Crawley, fueling Alaska for more than 60 years with a full range of residential, commercial, aviation, and marine fuel products, and supporting local fisheries offshore with Bristol Bay Floater Fueling Services. More information at CrawleyFuels.com.
We've been hearing about a July 4th peak. I asked Area Manager Tim Sands if that's going to happen. Tomorrow's the 4th of July, which we've been hearing fishermen think is supposed to be the big day. Do you think it's going to be?
Yesterday was bigger than the day before by a little bit. I haven't heard much about today, but certainly think it could be building a little bit. I don't know. You know, I think the weather's going to be a big factor tonight and tomorrow. If there's a lot of fish out there, even if there's not a lot of fish out there, it's going to push fish, but it's also going to make it harder to fish. So we'll see what happens between now and Monday. That's why we did the big extension, because with the weather forecast, whatever's out there is going to really push through and compress and really come through fast, and it's going to make the fleet less efficient.
And how are escapements looking?
Escapements look great. We're going to hit the lower ends of our escapements today or tomorrow for the Wood and the Nooshigak. It's a five-day lag on the Agushik. So, you know, we're at 100,000. We need to get 150,000. I think those fish are already in the river. And with east and southeast wind, they're definitely going to push a lot of fish into the river over there. So there's going to be plenty of escapement over there in the long run as well.
Sounds good. Looking kind of beyond this weekend, what do you think about the Port Moeller numbers the last couple of days? Do you think more fish are headed in?
Well, certainly there's some. You know, the indexes has dropped off, so I don't know what that means. We never got a good feel for the relationship between the index and what's happening inshore, as far as I can tell. Certainly the Nooshigak district has dropped off a little bit, but we still had 14%+ in the mix this last go-around. And again, we don't know 14% of what, but I see there's fish coming. If we're at the peak now or tomorrow, we should still easily get to 4 million harvest, potential harvest. Again, it's complicated by the weather, and we might miss some of those fish this weekend because people can't fish effectively.
That was Tim Sands with an update on Nooshigak fishing this weekend. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Stay with me.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible in part by Naknek Family Fisheries, 246-FISH, or on the web at naknekfish.com.
Over on the Alaska Peninsula, the June fisheries are wrapping up, and the first Sandpoint test fishery showed a lot of immature fish being caught now that it's July. Management biologist Matt Keyes gave an update on those results. Hi, Matt. Thanks for talking to me today.
Hi, Molly. It's good talking to you.
What does that first test fishery results from the Shumagin Islands mean in terms of the fishery this summer and compared to years prior?
Well, it's just the first test fishery of multiple test fisheries that we're going to do. We had one scheduled for today, but weather is preventing for that to occur, but we'll have another one on the 5th. And overall, right now, what this means from the first test fishery is that there's still a lot of immatures present in the Shumagin Islands. And as far as management goes, I can't assess what it's going to actually do until we complete the test fishery. If we still have immatures present in high abundance, then what that does is it actually curtails the the Shumagin Islands portion of the South Peninsula. We'll continue on with our other scheduled openers in the rest of the area, Shumagin Islands, Forsyth, Gillnett, and then Kirsten, Set, Gillnett in the South Central, Southwestern, and Unimek districts.
Sounds good. Thanks for explaining that. How is fishing going on the peninsula in general this summer?
It's better than it was last year. We're just a little bit below what we normally catch our 10-year harvest for June, and I'm just speaking specifically to the South Peninsula, not all of Area M. I just manage the south side of the peninsula primarily. But the 10-year average for the June fishery is 1.2 million. And this year we harvested a little over 1.1 million. Kind of unofficially, we'll have much better results once we have all the fish ticket data entered. But from the processor reports, we're 1.1 million approximately for sockeye harvest.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Yep. You're welcome.
Earlier this week, several out-of-state chefs and food writers visited Bristol Bay with the BBRSDA. KDLG's Hannah Colton joined them for a meal.
The group took an aerial tour of the fishery, went sport fishing, and met with local processors and subsistence fishermen. The trip culminated in a dinner at a lodge in King Salmon, featuring salmon appetizers prepared by the two visiting chefs. Rob Canine, who is Clinkett and Irish, co-owns Carved Catering in Anchorage. Canine helped coordinate the weekend with BBRSDA. He's traveled all over the state teaching and learning about native plants and foods, but he says this was his first time in Bristol Bay.
And the idea was to actually go up and see the fishery in action, but even to see how it happens or to understand the sheer quantity of fish that is processed in this area is amazing.
William Disson is chef and owner of the Marketplace restaurant in Asheville, North Carolina. His restaurant focuses on sourcing local and sustainable foods. Disson says he was introduced to Bristol Bay salmon about 4 years ago.
One day I got a knock on the kitchen door and there was this nice young woman there, and she said, "Hey, my name's Heidi Dunlap." I said, "Okay, great, how can I help you?" And she had a bunch of frozen salmon. And she said, "Hey, you know, I live here in Asheville, but I fish in Bristol Bay. I'd love to start selling you salmon. I love what you're doing with sustainable seafood." I quickly turned up my nose and said, I don't buy frozen fish, only the freshest fish for my customers. And so she pulled out a fillet and she said, "Look, I understand, but give it a try. You'll love the salmon." She said, "Look, defrost it, cook it, eat it. If you like it, give me a call. If not, you had a healthy lunch." And so I defrosted it, I cooked it, I ate it, and I called her about an hour and a half later and ordered 1,000 pounds.
Disson says that experience changed his mind about frozen fish.
I think as a chef, I have a pretty refined palate, and I can't tell the difference between a fresh fish and a frozen fish.
Now, Disson says he thinks frozen fillets are the next big thing in the seafood industry. Among the other guests who enjoyed Disson and Canine's dishes were food journalists Louisa Chu and Barry Estabrook, as well as former BBRSDA director Sue Aspeland. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.
In other fisheries news, the United Nations General Assembly is working on a new treaty to address marine biodiversity. That's according to the International Business Alliance for Corporate Ocean Responsibility. The proposed regulations would address marine planning and marine protected areas and could affect a wide range of ocean businesses, from shipping to fishing. Discussion of what should be included in the new regs is planned for a November Ocean Summit in Singapore. A national committee is trying to get public input on what information should be collected in a new seafood tracing program that could help combat illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing and seafood fraud. Comments are due July 31st. A new program could happen sometime after that. Statewide, the salmon harvest is nearly 15 million, according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Blue Sheet. Bristol Bay makes up about one-third of that, and the Prince William Sound fishers have harvested the second-largest number of salmon, including about 2 million sockeye and 1.3 million chums. The Alaska Peninsula harvest is the third-largest, including 1.6 million sockeye and 500,000 pinks. That's it for tonight's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Tomorrow, catch the early show at 1:30 p.m. And, as always, we have replays at 10 and 2. Feedback, run predictions, send them my way. fish@kdlg.org. I'm Molly Dishner. Dave Benninger produced the show. Good night.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by AIFMA, the Alaska Independent Fishermen's Marketing Association, representing fishermen since 1966. More information at AIFMA.org.